Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Another day, another dysfunction.
You know how girls love to say, oh, as soon as he stops messing with me, his life just declines. You know, I made his life so much better. I fear that that is not the case for me at all. I just checked his Instagram. He's never looked better. I'm sick. I literally am sick.
My nigga.
Seriously, what percentage of women actually make the man's life better? This is the lie that they tell themselves, you know, to make themselves feel better about the fact that she definitely made his life worse. And honestly, that's going to be the case for every guy she get with.
Why would you even say that? Are you trying to imply there's something wrong with me? Ew.
Yeah, nothing hurts a woman more than to know that he was better off without her. She just wanted to look at his Instagram page and see that he was doing worse so she can justify not being with him anymore. So she can move on. That would be the closure, seeing another person do worse. How pathetic is that? But now that he's doing better, she will never get over him. If he was doing worse, she would have never thought about him again.
I don't know. It's like he got richer, he got fitter, he got hotter. And I know I shouldn't be checking, but I'm just a girl, okay? And I wanted to see what was going on. I honestly wanted to check it and be like, yeah, your life probably is bad now. Karma, karma. And did I need karma? Because I swear, I don't want to swear. But I'm pretty sure he's never looked so good in his entire life. And in my entire life. Honestly, I'm really happy for him.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Lies, you're definitely not happy for him. You wish you were back with him, but he wouldn't take you back.
Because that motivates me even more to get better and to become a better version of myself every single day. Because when I saw that, I'm eating kale because of that. I'm eating kale. I'm hitting the gym right after this. I don't care. I'm sick.
And here's what's really sick. The next guy she get with will be the rebound guy to post on social media, hoping that her ex will see it and, you know, feel bad and want to get back with her. These are the games, you know, women play with people's hearts.
I really want y'all to know women are terrible f***ing people. I don't care how nobody put it, flip it.
Honestly, I could not agree more.
Y'all know who I think are for real God's strongest soldiers? The women who so confidently scream from the rooftops, my man would never. Let me tell you something, that is no longer a part of my vocabulary. Those four words don't go together. I don't care how in love I am. I don't care how good I think the man is.
Well, how about this? Stop putting your relationship business on social media and stop talking about your relationship in depth with your girlfriends. Then you would look less stupid when, you know, Tyrone inevitably cheats on you. But this is the destiny of so many women. They will constantly get cheated on because they love men who can cheat. And the men who can cheat are the men who are obviously the most likely to cheat. So the rest of the world will keep laughing at you because you keep dating the same type of guys. And, you know, you're setting yourself up for this. So, yeah, it's hilarious when you get played.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Tonight was very humbling. I like to think of myself as like a strong, independent woman.
Nope.
I don't need a man for nothing, right? Well, my car didn't start and it never entered my head to try and figure it out for myself. I just got in contact with my dad and he came and helped me out with it. And it really got me thinking about that whole slogan of being a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man. It's okay to need a man.
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
It's okay, and you are still a strong person because it actually takes strength.
Why are y'all trying to come across strong? That's the problem in the first place. Women are supposed to be soft, sweet, feminine. You know, strong doesn't really go with that. Men are supposed to be strong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a woman being strong in some ways, but when she has to constantly say the word strong, 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 she's probably ruined. And she's definitely not fit to be in an interdependent relationship with a man. And then they get on TikTok and talk about, I'm a changed woman because my dad helped me with a tire or something. It's so stupid. Once they hop on that strong, independent train, leave them on that motherfucker for the rest of their lives. Let them ride it all the way out to the bitter end.
That's a great idea.
To ask for help and to actually not know what to do and to be vulnerable and be like, hey, like, I actually need a hand with this. Like, this is outside of my capabilities. That is still strength. So I am a strong woman, but I still need my dad, and that's okay.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny?
Hey, folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
Fathers get tired of always having to be there for their daughter.
What kind of shit is that?
And here's the thing, man. These daughters, they're such a burden on their families. They're such a burden on, you know, their moms and dads. I mean, granted, I'm sure her dad loves her and he was happy to help. But at some point it get old. It's like, can you get a husband already? I gotta take care of my own wife. Remember, fellas, they don't feel bad about being a burden on men. They feel entitled to be a burden on men.
Ain't that a bitch?
Doing my free hot girl summer challenge, all I can say is...
Goofball. Mental illness. Just remember, fellas, I'm not cherry picking these TikToks. And this isn't rare. These women being nuts isn't a rare occasion. In my opinion, this is most women. Their whole life is covering it up, though, and putting on the front when they get around people they care about or people of higher status. Guys who don't pull women and don't watch videos like this will never know how truly cringe they are. See, women can only be put on a pedestal when you don't know them that good. Once you get to know them, yeah, it's a whole different perspective. It's easy to put a bitch on a pedestal when you're just looking at her nice butt and her big boobs. But when she actually starts opening her mouth, oh, nah. It becomes impossible to put her on a pedestal.
Men aren't satisfied with the women in this country?
Not really, no.
If a woman asks you a question by starting with the words, just curious, she is not curious. No, she is not. She may have been curious days ago, okay? She is no longer filled with whimsy and wonder about that topic. She has gathered the information that she needs, okay? She could teach a class, a course on this issue, this topic, that she is now curious.
Yeah, when women play games like this, hey, leave. See, this is why women get ghosted. This is why women get left. This is why women get cheated on. Nobody got time for this bullshit. This is why relationships work out better when women are in complete submission. When they're free to let their mind roam and be so opinionated and empowered in a relationship, and she thinks she got some leverage, yada, 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 relationships are just doomed.
He's out of line, but he's right.
If you hear the words, just curious, in that tone, just curious, you get in your coffin, you cover yourself with the lid, and you hold on.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
How about I kick you the f*** out and put all your clothes in a bag and tell you to leave me the f*** alone and I never want to see you again? How about that? That's the advice I would give guys when women, you know, start this nonsense.
What do you think would happen if women boycotted dating apps? Like, what if we picked one day in the next month where that's the day where all women are going to delete dating apps?
Then you would get no attention and no validation. And you wouldn't pull anymore because most of you don't have anything to say. You don't have any courage to walk up to the guy. So, I mean, your life would just be completely boring and pathetic and you wouldn't even get laid.
Bingo.
Because you couldn't funnel all the Chads and Tyrones through the app. One thing's for sure, the bottom 80% of men wouldn't be affected at all because you're already ignoring them. So it's like you might as well not even be there.
From our phones and from our lives in general. Like, what do you think would happen? Would there be like riots in the streets?
That's so stupid.
Would dating go back to the time before apps where we would meet through mutual friends or at bars or school, work?
Meeting people at bars is just, it's just sad. Bars are for the people that got left over. It really is. By the time a woman gotta go to bars to try to find a mate, she's already finished. She's already ruined. There's no hope.
You don't know that.
But yeah, if there was no dating apps, all the chicks would just go to the same couple of bars and F the same 2 or 3% of men, if not a smaller percentage than that.
How could you be so sure?
And you would get pumped and dumped even harder by a fewer, you know, amount of guys. The three or four Chads that go to the three or four most popular bars in the city.
Different activities out in the wild. Like, what do you think would happen? I started thinking about this when I saw a TikTok about South Korea and how the women are essentially on a birth strike and marriage strike. Like, they are refusing to get married and have children.
And I'm sure the men just don't give a fuck. The government probably cares, but I'm sure the men in that society don't care.
Do I look like it? Look at me. Look, no, Sharice, yeah. Look at me. Do I look like I care? Look. I don't care.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.